Welcome to the Bun Sports 2014 Arkansas Razorbacks football preview. It was a disappointing year in Fayetteville last year. Arkansas was only 3-9, 0 wins in SEC play. Brett Bielema taking over for Bobby Petrino and John L. Smith last year. They returned 7 starters on offense, 7 on defense. Arkansas looks to get back in things, as they have always been pretty competitive since they joined the league in 1991. In the SEC West, so I bring in the college football professor now to talk about the Hogs. What are your thoughts on last season? It was such a disappointment, and how did they get things started differently this year?
Well, even though they played Ole Miss and Texas A&M close in 2013, but 2013 was a smelly pig pen for the Razorbacks. Brent Bielema is a good coach. He inherited a mess, but things will get better. 12 returning starters. And I think the returning of Jonathan Williams and Alec Collins, these running backs, gives them a real chance. And maybe, Jacob, that Brandon Allen will really step forward as a quarterback.
Brandon Allen, it will be on his shoulders this year. And we'll talk about the strengths of their team in just a moment. They had a pretty good recruiting class. In fact, did pretty well for where they finished in the SEC last year. Brett Bielema's never been known as a guy who's going to recruit a bunch of 5 stars, but he builds the kind of team he wants to build. It's a solid team based on a ground-and-pound attack on offense and a strong defense. So what do you see this year as Arkansas brings in players? What kind of talent do they have?
Well, again, they had a pretty good recruiting season. 29th nationally. It's just that they're recruiting against SEC. They were 11th in the SEC. However, maybe their top recruit was Jared Cornelius. Now, here's the thing about him. He's really a talented receiver, but he enrolled early, and during their spring game and all through the spring, he and Allen, the quarterback Allen, they teamed up, and they seemed to really work together. So this could be a great combination, and it could make a difference. And they got a defensive tackle by the name of Jackson and an offensive tackle, Brian Wallace, and I think it's a pretty good talent. You're talking about the coach. He kind of recruits to his need very well. So you can't just judge them on where they stack up nationally.
A lot of senior leadership on defense this year, and keeping games close will be the key. As last year, the games were not close at all, and I mean, just obliterated by some of the top teams in the SEC. So what is the key? What is the strength of this Arkansas team this year?
Well, again, let's go back to those running backs, Jonathan Williams and Alec Collins, and the depth along the top three, their offensive line would be in the top 3 or 4 in the conference. They got a very good offensive line. It could be outstanding. So I think that's the strength.
They open up with a pretty difficult opponent. They go to Auburn in week one. That is a Thursday night game. That's on Saturday. I'm sorry. On the SEC network there. Nicholls State then comes to Fayetteville. They go to Texas Tech, then Northern Illinois, then at Texas A&M, an off week before 2 pretty difficult challenges. Alabama at home, not at Alabama, and Georgia at home, then UAB, then at Mississippi State, an off week before ending up with LSU, Ole Miss, both at home, and then traveling to Missouri. That is a new end-of-the-year game for them. They used to play LSU, now they play Missouri at the end of the year. So my question to you is, what game is most crucial, and what win total do you think is reachable for Arkansas this year?
Well, I think that Texas A&M in Arlington, Texas, is the key game. Not only to have a better record, but I think that will have a lot of hype around it, and it could give them a real boost. But I don't see them winning. Maybe if they won 5 games, that would be a real success.
Yeah, unfortunately for Razorback fans, I don't have you're doing much better than last year either. My prediction is 4-8. I think the Razorbacks will win 4 games, lose 8. I do think you will get 1 conference win. I think that will come on the 27th of September when you go, ironically, on the road to College Station to play Texas A&M. I think you could sneak up and get one there. But I do think it's going to be another rebuilding year for Arkansas. It'll be interesting to see how patient the fan base remains as Brett Bielema, if he does have another poor year in Fayetteville. But this team, it's going to take some time to rebuild because it was decimated after Bobby Petrino and then John L. Smith came in and filled the void for that 1 year. But this has been the 2014 Arkansas Razorbacks football preview.